time for the locals to take over. 94.3 Kilo's Loud and Local, where locals get their chance to rock the airwaves. Loud and Local with Sid Black on the Rock Station. 94.3 Kilo.
Yes, every Monday, Colorado's finest take over the Kilo airwaves as part of Loud and Local. Welcome to it. As, of course, we can hear from you. You're an artist local to the Colorado area. MP3s, contact info, band picker logo. Basically, just go to the Loud and Local page, kilo943.com. Fill out the form, attach material, first step in the right direction. Is that what you guys did? Did you fill out the form and attach material properly?
You know it. We do. We always follow the rules.
Did you check all the boxes to make this happen?
Absolutely.
I have a Pond of Fields Whisper in the Kilo studio. Welcome, gents.
Hello. Hey,
we did agree to do all this in a line whisper.
I can't. Yes. Hello.
turn the volume down a little bit. Actually, this is probably going to be one of the loudest, most frantic segments this radio station has ever had, to be completely honest with you. It would be hilarious if we keep it in a whisper, because what's about to hit the Kilo airways right now is about to rattle some cages. Yeah?
Yes. Absolutely. It's like if Creed didn't go to church.
I don't think they do
if
anymore.
We can take you lower instead of higher.
Bummer that Creed doesn't go to church anymore, and yet they didn't go satanic.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been the greatest twist of music ever if Creed came back with a black metal band.
Oh, well, that'd be amazing. They didn't go satanic. They just went douche.
Right.
Actually, I think they've always been there. But
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, welcome in, guys. Pond of Fields Whisper. You got a busy weekend ahead of you. Let's get the details out right now before we get into more tomfoolery.
All right. Well, hello.
Hi.
We are a Pond of Fields Whisper.
Say hi, Steve.
Hi.
Steve. Dave, say hi, Dave.
Oh, hello.
Everybody say all right. Everybody
say hi, Wesley.
Come on.
Sup.
All right, cool. All right, go ahead, Brian.
All right. So we are a band called A Pond of Fields Whisper. We are here local in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've been a band for a few years. We're about to put out our second full-length album called Rejuvenation. We're doing a album release show on Thursday at Lulu's with our friends Clarion Void and Seance. And it's going to be a really cool time.
Awesome.
And yeah.
We'll start there. All right. Let's get some tunes headed your way. We'll kick this off with Clarion Void. Catch him again Thursday for this album release with A Pond of Fields Whisper. It's Rolling Boulder, Loud and Local, right here at Kilo.
Local, where the locals get their chance to rock. On 94.3 Kilo.
said it couldn't be done, ending a song with a bass solo.
Well done, man. Who ends a song with a bass solo, dude?
Rush.
Oh, no. This has officially gone sideways. Upon a Fields Whisper, loud and local, here tonight. What business do you have to name a song Disembodied?
Well, you know, it's about being disembodied, I suppose. About death and ego death and death from your mind in your body and, you know, understanding the differences and our love for old Chicago pizza.
That was actually a way better answer than I thought I was going to get, to be honest with you.
It's about disembodying a nice slice of the Thai
Chicago
pie.
Chicago-style Thai pie?
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude. Can we take a second to talk? No, but we got the things to do. Upon a Fields Whisper in the Kilo studio. You got shows booked, run throughout the weekend, including Thursday, which is an album release. Talk up this record, obviously, if it features a song called Disembodied and your love for Chicago, old Chicago's pizza. Where does the rest of this record take you?
All right, well, it takes us across the map to Taco Bell. No.
That's our love for fast food.
We put a lot of work into this album. It's called Rejuvenation. It's about growth as a human, growth as a society, and about learning from our mistakes and doing better and trying to do better as a society to, you know, to improve things. And that's what it's about. We do have a couple really cool album release shows coming up for this.
Yes.
We're going to do on Thursday at Lulu's with Clarion Void, which is our bassist's other band, and our good friends. And then my brother Seance is opening it up with a cool, like, ambient set.
Cool, man.
So it's going to be really fun. And then on Saturday, we're going to be up in Denver at Seventh Circle. Our good friends Poison Tribe are also releasing an album too, and then we'll be performing also with Polish and Victim of Fire. So it'll be a really kind of punky show.
Sure, yeah.
It's going to be great. So it's all going to be a lot of fun.
Rest of the band, what do you guys think about that? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm super stoked on it.
I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. Also, I must mention too, all the proceeds for both of these shows, they're going towards an upcoming festival that we're putting together called What's Left Fest.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big
100-plus
band show. That's going to be September 13th and 14th at the Black Sheep, Vultures, and What's Left Records.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really cool. And it's really expensive, and we do it all DIY. And
so please come to these shows.
Help support, and it'll be awesome. So.
We need some crossing guards.
Yes.
Yeah. Who works crossing duty on Platt when you do these cross venue shows? let's get another track from Upon a Fields Whisper, loud and local here tonight. It's Never Say Never right here at Kilo. We'll be right back. Oh, well, we can't end two songs in a bass solo? What is this? I thought this was a new trend of yours. I thought you were starting something.
It's for the next one.
It's for the other.
Get every, the album and then you'll see.
Every other song on the record ends in bass solo. Pot of Fields Whisper, Kilo Studio, Loud and Local here tonight. You're playing this, so you got this album release Thursday. You're playing it in its entirety, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to be playing it from front to back.
So it's brand new. So if you mess it up, no one even knows.
Absolutely.
It's brand
well,
new, right?
It's brand new, but we're also slackers, so we've been playing these songs for, some of them are like 2 years old, but I think there's still some new ones
are
in there.
Are you guys doing the re-release route? It's like, we're going to, now you're touring.
We finally recorded them and got them all polished.
We're playing
so.
It back to front.
Yes.
Yeah, we're playing back to the front. We're going to play it all backwards. That starts off, your weekend starts off this Thursday, yes?
Yes, it does. It should be fun at Lulu's. Doors 7:30, show starts at 8. It's going to be a really good time. Seance, Clarion Void, Pond of Phil's Whisper.
Yep.
We're really excited to play at Lulu's. We used to grow up going to shows at 32 Blue all the time.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot, Brian, but you have done a lot in this town and beyond for DIY shows and a lot for the scene. Talk a little bit about that and kind of What's Left Records and tying in What's Left Records with these upcoming shows for your big fest, which you've been doing. The first time I ever attended a Brian Ostro Fest was out in Falcon. And
oh,
I drove out with a friend, rest in peace, Chris. And we got there, and there was a car turned over, and it was on fire. And we immediately turned right around like, yeah, this ain't the night to attend. What did you guys call it at the time? The Falcon Fest?
It was called Falcon Fest. Yeah. And I must correct you. It was not a car. It was a van.
I'm sorry. It was a van. Mind
well,
you.
I remember distinctly we went to like go to the liquor store and there was like everybody was like hitting the van with the pickaxe. Yeah. There was a guy on top of it with a mohawk stomping on it with the bat. And I was like, maybe I should tell him to stop. You know what? I'm going to let him have fun. I come back, the van's flipped over, it's on fire, and there's cops. And I'm like,
uh
oh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And I do remember the other Falcon Fest. Cops came and it was Halloween and I was dressed like Rob Halford and they're like, what are you doing? And I said, breaking the law. But anyway, we've come a long way since that.
Absolutely have, man. And then now you got this more dialed in. Not to say there's not going to be cars flipped over and on fire because it is Platte Boulevard.
Right, yes.
But, I mean, it's a little bit more dialed in now and talk about how these string of shows kind of going to help build what's left.
Yeah, absolutely. Best. Yeah, I run a record store with my brother called What's Love Records. We're on Platte right across the street from the Black Sheep. We also act as a venue, so we do shows as well, too. We very much care about the DIY aspect and community and like punk and metal. We used to do a festival. Well, we used to do four fests, multi-genre fests called What's Left Fest back in the day.
Yeah.
When we were just a zine and a small little record label. And then we changed it to 7-1 Grind, and that was a little bit more heavy oriented. We did four of those, and then we stopped for about 7 years. And then we decided right now is the perfect time to come back and do a festival again.
Right.
We're gonna be you know we work with and love the Black Sheep and Vultures, our neighbors, and so we're gonna do it at all three venues. It's gonna be really cool. And yeah, we have bands all over the place. We've got. Really cool bands like Weekend Nachos, Infest, Ms. Moore, Acid King. We've got really cool hip hop like Dose One, Micah Nine, Codefendants. It's just going to be a really cool time. And then we have a lot of cool locals as well. Through something like this, there's usually a ton of like corporate sponsors and a lot of money behind it. But we just do it very DIY. We do it with local sponsorship money. We do it with fundraiser shows like this, and it's just about community coming together and making stuff like this happen.
I mean, long story short, I think you've done more for this local music scene than tons of people. I mean, even more so. So to your credit.
It's really true. It's really true.
Everybody, keep it low, boys.
Well, I don't want to take all that credit. Everybody is awesome, and this community is wonderful.
Awesome.
And
well,
I love you all.
All right, Thursday, Lulu's. That is the big album release for which record that's coming out?
For Rejuvenation.
Yes.
Take your butt.
Hell yeah.
And the rest of the band, what do you guys think about that? Cool?
Super stoked. Wait for it.
Is that it? Did we come out? Did we check all the boxes?
Well, there's one, but we don't need to do that one.
Well played. Thank you guys coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Love you, dudes. We'll
keep
see
on
you
rocking the Rockies.
And
Loud and Local, where the locals get their chance to rock on 94.3 Kilo.